Here because we're protesting almost 80 years of racist laws against marijuana. And it's a serious thing to call something racist. I know that. And it's even more serious if you're a white guy saying it. But here we are in front of the White House after an emergency, and we're still going to speak out regardless of what happened during that emergency today, because that's what we have to do. Life goes on, democracy goes on, and the protest has to go on. I'm sorry, people are here. So we mean no disrespect to the stressful day that the officers have had today, and we've noticed that there's quite a buffer between us right now, and it's going to stay that way. The organizers of this protest have decided that rather than force an arrestable situation on top of a very stressful day for the Secret Service and the police in this area, that we're not going to lay in the street in front of the gate of the White House today. We are going to lay right here on the sidewalk. And we're going to do that at 6 o'clock. Between now and then, we're going to have speakers, and we're going to talk about what this protest is all why we're here, really. But we are going to do a die-in, and we're going to do it for 22 minutes here on the sidewalk. But we most likely won't be arrested, although you could be. Depends on the mood of the police. But I don't think they want to make arrests right now. And we're saying we're not going to go and lay down the front gates of the White House like we promised. We're saying instead, we recognize what happened today was really stressful, and we don't have to pile onto that. And we want you to take this as sort of an olive branch back to the president, that we're not trying to make your life miserable. We're just desperate. People are desperate for these laws to change. I'm hearing stories from states where marijuana is still not legal in some form, and it's a nightmare what's happening to people on a regular basis. People are increasingly seeking out cannabis, and they're using it for medicinal purposes, and they're getting a lot of benefits, and then they're become persecuted by their government. And it's got to stop. AIDS patients are being persecuted. People with PTSD are being persecuted. Millions of people went to jail since you went to the White House, President Obama. 5 million people have gone to jail since you were in the White House. Can we say it, everybody? Repeat after me. 5 million people.
5 million people.
Have gone to jail.
Have gone to jail.
For marijuana.
For marijuana.
Mostly for possession.
Mostly for possession.
Since you became president.
Since you became president.
It is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
To the vast majority of Americans.
To the vast majority of Americans.
And we stand here today.
And we stand here today.
To call on you for the 100th time.
To call on you for the 100th time.
Legalize marijuana.
Legalize marijuana.
All right, thank you. I'm going to introduce Dana Beal, who's standing to my right. He's going to speak, and then we're going to have a number of speakers after that, and we'll continue to die in.